We have been looking at the Christian graces in 2 Peter chapter 1, and tonight we're going to be considering verse 6 and 7 and looking at the idea of godliness. The more I think about the Christian graces, I'm always encouraged and overwhelmed with joy when I think about when Peter says, be diligent to add to your faith. And you think about the idea of diligence, meaning to be speedily, to be in a hurry. But then he says, add, which is the idea of supplying. Supply to your faith, your trust. He's not talking about the faith, talking about your faith, your trust. And tonight, as we talk about godliness, I was considering how this idea of piety or the idea of respect towards God, reverence towards God, and how we as the people of God, as we are growing and maturing, should be supplying to our trust the reverence towards God, the piety towards God. And what does that look like? Well, you cannot have piety or reverence towards God without the Word of God. And so turn your Bibles to Titus chapter 1 and verse number 1, where Paul is talking to the young preacher, and he says, Paul, a bondservant of God, an apostle of Jesus Christ, according to the faith of God's elect and the acknowledgement of the truth. Now watch this, which accords with, here's our word, godliness. The gospel, the truth, is in line with reverence towards God. It has to be. It's no way that a person can truly apply the word and the will of God and not be reverent towards God. The application of God's word will lead to one having a deep reverence and respect towards God. And so then that took me to the Old Testament in Proverbs 1 in verse number 7, where the Bible demonstrates to us that the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom, or knowledge rather. But fools despise wisdom and instruction. Hold on, the fear of the Lord? The respect for the Lord and respect towards the Lord. What does that mean? What does that look like? Well, Job would say in Job 28 and 28, look at Job 28, 28. Very interesting passage. And keep in mind the context of Job and what he was going through with his friends. But in Job 28 and verse number 28, notice what the Bible here demonstrates. And to man, he said, behold, the fear of the Lord, that is wisdom. But watch this. And to depart from evil, Brother Brian, is understanding. How do I know that I have reverence towards God? Well, I'm running away from sin. I'm running towards God in true reverence and holiness. And so look at 2 Timothy chapter 2 and verse number 19, and we're going to visit this one on Sunday, and then we'll look at another passage, and then we'll be done with our thought, because we need to add to our faith that reverence towards God. And if God is not top priority, if we're not seeking first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, if he is not the paramountal, is that a word? I think I just baptized that word. That's a word. Evelyn went like that, but that don't mean nothing. But if he's not number one in our lives, then that ain't going to work. Paramountal. Man, that don't even sound right. Brian said it sounds good, but that's Brian. But anyway, I digress. Here's the point. If God is not number one, then it's no good. Look at 2 Timothy chapter 2 and verse number 19. I'm still trying to think if that's a word or not. Nevertheless, the solid foundation of God stands sure, having this seal. Watch this point. The Lord knows those who are his, and let everyone who names the name of the Lord, the name of Christ rather, depart from iniquity. And so how do I know I'm adding to my faith godliness, piety, reverence towards God? I'm actually running away from sin. I'm actually running towards God with great reverence and respect. And so that caused me to think about one passage. Why do men sin? Why do we sin? It's because of our reverence towards God and a lapse of judgment. And so look at Psalm 36 and look at verse 1. When I think about the fool and what he says in his heart, that's a dangerous person there. But when I look at Psalm 36 and I look at verse number 1, an oracle within my heart concerning the transgression of the wicked, there is no fear of God before his eyes. As the people of God, as the children of God, as members of the Lord's church, we want to add to our faith so we don't get to this particular point, that we don't get to the point where we don't have no reverence towards God and we just sin against God. God must be respected. And so one preacher said on one occasion, he said, when man is respected, God is rejected. And when God is rejected, man is respected. We need to respect God. We need to respect God. And we need to add that to our faith, our trust in God every single day. We need to supply our faith with reverence towards God. You're not a child of God. We want you to consider. We want you to consider having reverence towards God. But how? By understanding the gospel. What is the gospel? The gospel, according to the scripture, according to 1 Corinthians 15, 1 through 8, and Mark 1, 14 and 15, is concerning the kingdom of God in the name of Jesus Christ. Acts 8, 12. And one must obey the gospel through repentance, belief, prayer, confession. We must hear the gospel. Believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of the living God. Be willing to repent of your sins. Confess Christ to be Lord and be buried in water for the remission of your sins. But maybe you're a child of God and you haven't been reverent towards God. Haven't really shown piety towards God, respect towards God. Well, let's do that, and let's teach our families to do the same as we stand and as we sing our Savior's invitation.